I'm responsible for my attitude, not somebody else's. I can pray for people. I can share with people if the door is open to share. But we can't make anybody else do what's right. We can only cooperate with God and let Him help us do what's right. And when we do, then we will get a reward in our life, irregardless of what's going on anywhere else.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless.
Since the last Radio Irregardless, you have waited 2 long weeks to find out who the father of Mark Scalia is. Now, finally, the shocking truth about Scalia's lineage will not be heard tonight, so that we can bring you the following special presentation.
I'm a nice man.
You ask me one more question and I'm beating the shit out of you.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yes.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Crazy liberals.
Excellent!
Welcome, everyone. How are you? My name is Mark Scalia, and you are listening to Sound Bites. And with me, my very good friend and funny co-host, Mr. Paul Kravitz. Paul?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How are you, big guy?
I'm doing just wonderfully. How about yourself?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm better than fine.
You're better than fine? What's better than fine?
Ultra fine?
Ultra fine. Super fine. Very fine. It's a good juice, too. It's great for quenching that quintessential thirst. Very fine. Free plug.
Yes.
Woo! Do you know who this music is from?
You tell me every week.
And you keep forgetting every week.
Because I don't like... What's his name?
You don't care. Just say it. You say, I don't care. So,
Dave,
I don't care.
Dave Matthews?
Dave Matthews Band. That's
Matthews.
Right. Excellent CD. Excellent.
Excellent.
Hey, I just realized something. Our previous show that we did, not one Christopher Walken.
That's
right. Our show from the other day, we didn't do one guy. I was listening to the tape, and I thought to myself, hey, you know what we're missing? We're missing the Christopher Walken.
Oh, that was going to go on.
That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. We had a little staff meeting. We talked about it. We figured what's working, what's not working. And Christopher Walken, not working.
So, nice. We won't be doing impressions anymore.
Not too many.
Of him, anyway.
It's not a lot like Christopher Allen. Christopher
Who?
Walken and Woody Allen combined together.
Oh, then I'm in a question?
Yeah.
Having a question? Woody, I've seen your movies. They're good. I like them. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Christopher. The movies that you do, I like them. Thank you.
And enough. Okay. So, how are things going with you? How's your holiday shopping going? How's your holiday shopping going?
I haven't been at all.
You haven't?
No.
The man. That's right.
Yes.
Men do not do Christmas shopping until... When do we do it?
I usually start the
Christmas
week...
Christmas Eve.
The week of...
Christmas Eve.
Well, everybody gets a razor.
Christmas Eve. I have to admit something, though, today. Got a raise today. Not a raise. I got a bonus.
Good for you.
I got a bonus, which I'm always thankful for getting a bonus. Always.
A Christmas bonus?
It's more like a good job throughout the year type of bonus. We get a normal bonus every year, but we got this little extra little something-something bonus because just we had a really good successful year at my company.
They give you money?
Yeah, it's money. Yeah, cash.
I remember the good old days used to give you ham.
I hate ham. I'm Jewish. Anyway. But, you know, they say, okay, for certain people, so like managers, they get X number of dollars, assistant managers get X amount of dollars, full-time employees like me get X minus, you know, X dollars, and then part-time, and then temporary. So all these people getting these bonuses, right? So I open my check, and it's like X divided by 2. It was like half of what they said because of the taxes. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I said, thank you for the bonus, but you know what? I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and spend it all in one place right now.
Let's just say that the government needs to be stopped.
Well, do they? And let's just also say that your pot needs to be up. Okay.
My pot?
It's called a pot. A little switchy thing here. Oh. Crude. Yeah. Just play a little soundbite.
No, I'm not playing any of that
the
stuff.
The government needs to be stopped.
No, that's political, son. I'm pissed off. I wasn't going to play a soundbite.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, it was a dramatic pause and everything, but it wasn't going to happen.
My bad.
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of the government.
Government. Yeah.
The Cuban boy. Oh. That's in the news. Pretty hot and heavy lately.
Yeah, you know, Fidel Castro, I love cigars. I love cigars a lot. That's like my only vice. Well, that and drinking and talking to girls and...
Yeah, see, okay.
Do a lot of the bad things. But cigars are one of the good ones. And I love cigars. Thank you.
Oh, it goes on forever.
That one does.
So you were talking about...
Cigars.
And Fidel Castro.
And Cubans.
So we're not going to work our way back to this little boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, apparently, there's a little boy who was in a raft with his mother, and they were set adrift.
Now they were from Cuba.
They were from Cuba, and she wanted... On the cold and gray Chicago morning, that little baby
child is born in the ghetto. Okay, so little boy in a raft with his mother. Coming from Cuba, the land of the oppressed, of communism, of Fidel Castro.
She wants a better life for her and her
son. Right.
So she doesn't make it. She's a casualty.
She dies?
Yes.
Okay.
The little boy makes it here. He's staying with relatives here.
Was he in a boat by himself and his mother died?
The specifics, I don't know.
Okay.
But all I know is that she didn't make it, and he did.
Okay.
And he's staying, I guess, with his aunt here and his family. Apparently, all of a sudden, Daddy decides that he wants his little boy back.
Is Daddy a communist?
A Cuban's communist?
Is he one of Fidel's supporters?
I would imagine he is.
Okay.
And apparently, he went right to Fidel or whatever and said...
Because Fidel's very accessible to his countrymen. Very accessible to his countrymen.
No security at all.
None.
It's like a ballot box. You just walk up and say, Fidel, I have a question. Tell me everything you want to hear. Sound like Henry Kissinger just like, perhaps you would like to talk. You would like a
perhaps
cigar.
You would like to talk to me about something important.
I have a cigar. Would you like a cigar? I have two cigars. So, anyways, long story short.
Too late.
Now he's pissed. Fidel's pissed.
Okay.
He says to America, quote unquote, if you don't send back the boy, I'm going to launch an evil, nasty, horrible political assault on your country.
Which is far cry from his happy-go-lucky political assault on America.
He's the new, kinder, gentler Fidel Castro.
Right.
And my point is, first of all, where was the dad for the year? Why wasn't the dad in the boat originally? Why all of a sudden is it this big thing now? You know, he's been here a year, he's got relatives here, and if we keep him, fine, we keep him, whatever. But you know something, if it's going to be that big a deal, send him back the same way we got him.
In a boat?
Face down in a rubber raft, hoping to God a seagull doesn't pick his ass out. That's all I'm saying. Is it cruel?
Yeah,
it's wicked.
Yeah, that's pretty much over the top.
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I don't know. Lighten up, Francis?
No. You know what you do? You put him in the boat, kick it off the shore.
I'll see you later, dickhead!
You send him away.
Yeah, but then you'll have Fidel on the other side going like...
That makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
So you see, that's what will happen. That'll be a little exchange between us and them and us.
What do you feel? Ooh. Do you feel we should give him back?
I think...
He's not even a citizen.
He's not a citizen.
No.
He's living with immigrants? Or were they born here? I could see if he was living with... See, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. You got a father whose son, biological son, is living in the States. Probably living a vida loca, I'm probably guessing, right?
He's six.
So what? This is some...
All the vida loca, is he going to do?
Okay, let's look on the American side, sandbox. Let's look on the Cuban side, ashbox. You know, I'd much rather be playing in sand than ashes. Just saying, you know, all the cigar ashes have to go somewhere. I don't know. I'm of the opinion probably that you should probably just leave him here. For the sake of the child. Now, granted, I'll probably eat my words 20 years from now when he's on death row. You know, I mean, you know, God forbid that should happen to the kid. But, you know, it's like, you know, maybe, I mean, if the kid is going to, I don't know. You know, it's kind of a tough call. I'm a little wishy-washy in the whole thing. Can you tell? Just a little bit, maybe?
I believe in that America is the land of opportunity.
Right. But in the free land of the brave.
But we're full.
We're white and blue, the colors that never...
We're full. Let me just say, now, if they had that attitude 100 years ago, my relatives wouldn't be here. And I understand that. But you know something? We had vacancy then.
No vacancy sign is up.
It's like, thanks, but no thanks.
Canada's right down the road.
That's right. Canada is
diplomatic with Cuba.
That's right.
So
Canada is America light. So just go. They got plenty.
And their money is very, very colorful money.
That's it. And they love you people. They, you know.
Looking really good today, buddy. Looking real good.
Let us in. It'll happen.
Oh, boy.
They do. I mean, you know, Canada. And you know what's great? Cubans hate Americans. Canadians hate Americans.
So therefore.
It all works out.
Everyone hates the Americans. But yeah. Who do they come crying to when I got problems? Oh, we're so in debt to your country. Could you forgive our debt for the year 2000 because we're so poor? Please?
You know, that actually brings up another point.
Which is?
There's now 6 billion people in the world.
Billion?
6 billion people. Yeah, there's 6 billion people.
That's a lot of people.
India alone has 1 billion. Americans don't make up that much. I think it's 240 million Americans.
I don't know.
It's something real small. It's 240 million. Now, mm-hmm. Americans make up, I'd say, of the math off the top of my head, I'd say 5%. Not mm-hmm. even.
Yeah.
5% of this country's planet's inhabitants are us, Americans. Now, we use about 80% of the resources. Now, it's just a matter of time before the rest of the world starts going, hey, what's up?
What up, G?
It's like, what's going on? And not just that, but, you know, other countries don't have as much money as we do. Now, why should a country of 5% or 7% of the entire world's population have all this money? The world.
This is the greatest country in the face of the planet, man.
That's why I say we're full. Let's close up shop. I've had enough. It's like, hey, remember the America of your father? We're closed.
This is not your father's America.
That's right.
The new America.
That's right. We're closed, baby.
Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Yeah, baby. So, do you have anything further to add to the Cuba thing? You think he should be sent back, or you think he should?
I think if it's going to create that kind of a situation, it's a very insignificant thing. And you know something? He's not a citizen. He came here illegally, and...
The fact is, a child has no bearing on it.
No, because I don't believe in children being innocent. I really don't.
I think children to the age of like 6 or 7, pretty much innocent.
Send them home. Send them home. Send them home. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. That's all I'm saying.
Very googly moogly.
My God. Oh,
it's not cruelty. It's realism.
Mm. Oh, you know,
we're full.
We're full. All right, so that's your final answer?
All I'm saying is, look, you know, back over 2,000 years ago, the inn was full. There was plenty of room in a stable.
Okay.
King of the Jews. He was born. That's,
born in a manger.
So you know something? Perhaps this little Cuban boy can go back home and become something great where he lives.
What's his name? Jesus? Sorry, I had to throw it in there. Okay, we'll get off the subject of the little Cuban boy. Hopefully things will work out. Yeah, hopefully things will work out in a very diplomatic, very beneficial way that everyone...
Probably not.
I know, but I'm just an optimist. I'm an optimist. I like to see everything work out.
I think it would. You know, it would be really cool if we could, because of this, if we could straighten out the diplomatic and socioeconomic problems we have with Cuba. We really should.
We should. Who knows if we can or not.
I like the cigars.
I like the cigars, you know. What can you say?
Dipped in rum.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
No.
That's disgusting.
You never had a cigar dipped in rum? Oh, you don't?
I don't drink. I don't smoke either. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a total heathen compared to Paul Kravitz, apparently. That's yes, Mark Scalia, keeper of sin. Yes, the dancing girls are waiting downstairs. They all have... quarts of VO and 8-ball.
You're evil. All right, when we come back, we have a little bit stuff from the lighter side of life. A little bit advice, horoscopes, a little, you know.
Joviality.
Joviality, yes. Right here on Soundbites on USAstream.com.
Is Daddy coming today?
No, honey.
When Michael's father left 2 years ago, he intended to keep seeing his son. But things happened.
Will he come today?
No, honey.
Michael will be twice as likely to drop out of high school, twice as likely to use a knife or gun in a fight. You may think if you don't see your children, your influence on them is over, but you influence them in ways you may not think of. In fact, a child without a father is 63% more likely to run away, 37% more likely to abuse drugs, twice as likely to end up in jail.
Will he come today?
And 30% more likely to attempt suicide. It's hard to stay close to your kids when you don't live with them, but you can do it. Give them a better chance. Give them the emotional and financial support they need. They're your kids. Be their dad.
I know I'm not who you're expecting, but I am Michael Jordan, chairman of the board of the college fund. By keeping tuition costs down, right-deserving kids get a shot at going to college. Because let's face it, no matter how gifted you are, we all can use a little help. Please support the college fund. Mine is a terrible thing to waste. Want to go one-on-one?
Back. It's Soundbites right here on USAstream.com. My name is Paul Kravitz, and to my immediate left, once again, is my good friend Mark Scalia, jamming down to the Courtney Love band Malibu. Rail. You know, she's doing a new movie. She did a song for the soundtrack of Any Given Sunday, Oliver Stone's new movie. One of your favorite directors, I'm sure. And apparently she's on...
what do you mean by that?
A rain-soaked gridiron, and it sounds, from what our reports I heard, her top was off for most of it. You know, I don't care what anyone says, I would shag her rotten. I would. Not the old Courtney, the new Courtney. The new Courtney for sure. I would definitely... Definitely. I mean, definitely. Just if I was a single guy, bang, I'd be right there. I'd be all over it.
What's single got to do with it?
What's single got to do with it? Because I'm committed to a person right now, and I'm committed. So therefore, if I'm not single, so therefore, I would not actually like proceed with any, you know, like talk of like, you know, hey, honey, you know what? I really want to shag Courtney Love. You know, I'd probably just let her find out on the show when she listens to it, and then I can deal with the consequences later. Maybe I'll have to edit that out.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What's going on?
Oh, this is something I got for you. I went around my workplace not too long ago, and I did a little survey of, I asked people, I think it was like the day before Thanksgiving, so it was a couple weeks ago, and I did a little survey. I asked people, how it is that they put the toilet paper on the roll? So I went around work with a little tape recorder and just asked people to answer me honestly and give me maybe a little reason why. And this is the results of that. So let's roll that, shall we?
What's your name? Bill. Bill, let me ask you a question. When you put the roll of toilet paper on, do you put it so you pull it under or pull it over?
Over.
Why?
Convenience.
State your name, just first name only.
Andrew.
Andrew, when you put a roll of toilet paper on the roll, how do you put it? Paper over or paper under?
Don't know.
Now, when you put a roll of toilet paper on, what do you put it over or under?
Put it over, naturally.
And you say naturally, why?
That's the normal way to do it, so it rolls off and you can see it coming off. Nice.
Who's the person?
Maureen.
Maureen, when you put a roll of toilet paper on the roll, do you put it over or under?
Over.
Is there a particular reason why?
It's easier to pull off.
Right. When you put a roll of toilet paper on the roll, do you put it over or under?
Under.
Why?
It doesn't roll off the roll easier.
Yes, just a little bit of something just to kind of, you know.
That is why aliens will never, never take this planet over.
Because we have way too many inane questions to be asked.
All they have to do is say,
here's the toilet paper.
I put it over.
Over.
I still like that guy.
This planet does not compute.
Don't know.
I don't know. He's my supervisor. Anyway. So, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking now's a better time than any to, you want to roll it out now?
Nope.
No, what do you got for me then?
I wanted to talk about something I know that you you totally get bummed out by it. But last night I went I want to talk about the entertainment value. Last night I actually went to a taping of SmackDown from the WWF, and the entertainment value alone was hysterical. Very good production. No, I was at the Fleet Center. Not the game. I was at the Fleet Center. And entertainment-wise, very good show. Incredible. It's a great show, and that's what it is, and that's all I want to say. And just entertainment value is stupendous. And coming from the industry, from theatrics and movies and TV, and it's just, it was very, very cool. And I'm actually going to...
When's this one going to be broadcast, did I tell you?
Tomorrow.
Oh, really? It's that recent, so it doesn't go, like, back, like, weeks and stuff?
Nope.
So
actually, what they do is they tape two shows. They tape the Sunday Night Heat and the SmackDown on Thursday. And then what they do is they show most of the Sunday show is like a highlight or promotion or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the Thursday show is an actual 2-hour.
Now, isn't SmackDown supposed to be like a watered-down version of, like, the other wrestling shows that are out there, Mark?
A what?
A watered-down version.
No.
Less something or other.
No, not at all. It was actually, it was a lot of fun. I know I hate it, but I just wanted to bring it up.
Where were your seats, Mark?
I was way up. Privileged seating. I was way up.
Privileged seating?
Yeah, at the Fleet Center. Apparently, we were like with the nosebleed seats. Huge, way all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually got special tickets to like corporate area.
Yeah, that's pretty special. And we got like waiter service and big TV to look at.
No, we didn't have a TV, but what we did have is we had a full buffet. And it was a nonstop. It was.
What did you eat at the buffet?
We had roasted chicken, potatoes.
Ooh.
We had some ziti.
I'm beginning to like wrestling
cookies,
all of a sudden.
Cracker. We had a lot of stuff. It was good.
Well, that's cool. That's great.
It was a lot.
You
a lot
had a good
fun.
Time.
I had a really good time.
Excellent.
So
glad to hear.
That's what.
Glad to hear.
She was so not into it.
As long as you had a good time, as long as the entertainment of it was good, and you don't call it a sporting event.
It's sports entertainment.
Oh my gosh! All right.
It's sports entertainment.
I'm not gonna get in two. It, you know, I just sometimes I just wonder.
If you or any of your friends have any information as to the whereabouts or location of Mert Scalia, call our 800 line.
Because I don't know who the hell you are anymore. I don't know who the hell you are anymore. Now may I proceed?
I believe.
May I? Oh, yeah, boy. Oh, yeah, another edition of the Soundbite Horoscopes, brought to you by, well, Mark and Paula Soundbites on USAstream.com. If you are currently in Aries and will be for the rest of your life, you are at a turning point in your life. My suggestion, turn left.
Taurus.
Woo!
Happy Frog Day.
Woo!
Let's hear it out there for our little amphibious friend.
Yeah, Gemini, beware of lightning today. Either stay indoors or leave your aluminum foil hat behind. I know it's hard, but I've learned to live without mine most of the time.
Cancer! Someone will drone on and on today. Perhaps they're wearing
discussion.
But someone will drone on and on today. Try using psychic powers to make their underwear right up. Even if it doesn't work, your look of intense concentration will make them self-conscious.
Leo, the lion, and Hardy, ha-ha. Someone named Bob is plotting to whap you a little... they spelt this wrong. Calla lily. I thought it was supposed to be, but okay.
I'm
gonna wrap you with a calla lily. If you carry long-stemmed carnations around with you today, you will be able to retaliate swiftly and effectively. And with honor!
I wasn't prepped, I wasn't sure. Virgo!
Aren't you a Virgo?
Yes, I am.
So bring it out to your brothers and sisters, my friend.
Well, Virgos are very sensitive.
All right, just get on with it.
Don't pressure me.
What?
Virgo, noodle day number two, revenge of the noodle. Today, you will learn how to make a really killer recipe for Szechuan noodles, which will contain both chili garlic paste and whole peanuts.
Excellent. Libra, today you will have a sudden and brilliant idea for how to eliminate the U.S. federal deficit. Let's all just pretend there isn't one, you'll say. You will be deemed a genius.
Scorpio. Wasn't he a character in General Hospital?
Yeah.
What's he doing now?
Robert Scorpio. I would you like fries with that?
You know, I used to be. Yeah, pump my gas and shut up. Scorpio, you'll get one of those pieces of toast today with a really big hole in it. And the jam will squish out the bottom. That's it, though, for today's excitement.
Ooh, my fellow Sagittarius. That's right, Sagittarius, going on right now till December 22nd. By the way, my birthday, December 20th, you can send your email birthday greetings to pacman@pacman.net. That's pacman@pacman.net. Anyway, if you fellow Sagittarius, you will declare war on drugs today and will glare menacingly at your pharmacist. Don't let him out of your sight.
Disturbing.
Very.
You get so into that. Capricorn, you should give your car a name so people will be most impressed when you give them a ride. I think you should call yours the Federation Starship Intrepid. And always do that little two-finger wave and say,
engage,
when you start off, of course.
Aquarius! Confucius say, choose a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Confucius was a Harvard man, you know, with a huge trust fund. He certainly never worked a day in his life himself. I wouldn't take what he says too literally, just in case you were wondering.
Pisces.
The fish.
Birds figure heavily in your day today. My advice, wear a hat.
Say that again.
Wear a hat.
There you go. And that'll wrap up another edition of the Soundbite Horoscopes, brought to you by USAstream.com. Mark, by the way, what is your email address if I want to send you a letter?
If you want to send me a address.
I want to send a letter to Mark. Sorry.
you want to send me a letter, an email, something like that, I would really appreciate it. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is msxprs@aol.com.
Once again, that email address is?
So professional.
I know.
msxprs@aol.com.
Now, and you have a website, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Can you throw them in that address, or maybe when someone emails you, you can send them the address? Or
yes.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's a little complicated, but get a pen.
Get a pen. We'll be right here.
It's members.aol.com/msxprs.
Excellent. And what were you going to say?
I was going to ask you how I could call you.
Call me. Well, you can actually do many ways to get a hold of me, but I suggest emailing me. If you're going to email me, Mark, you know who you want to send that email to?
Where's that, Paul?
Pacman, P-A-K-M-A-N, @pacman.net. You know, this is the cheesiest part of the show, and you know what? I happen to like the cheese. I like it. I think it says a lot.
Got a lot.
My special boy!
Got a lot of cheese.
Got a lot of cheese in that. So, Mark, what do you say? Do you have anything else you want to discuss on this lovely time that we have together? Or I know you had some advice that you wanted to dish out, but, you know, say, like, you know what we should do? I want to open this up just a little bit, okay? Just for a few seconds. I want to get some people on the show. I need to get people on the show. Just as like a guest, maybe a specialty, maybe just someone we could bounce ideas off of. You know, I don't care where in the country they are. I'll call you. If you get you on the phone for 10 minutes, not a big deal. You know, I can foot the cash for that because this is a self-supplied show. USA Stream supplies the bandwidth. We do the rest, and that's all groovy. So I want people to write us at, you know, actually, if you go to my website, www.pacman.net, there's a sign-up form on the website to be a guest on the show. And all you do is fill out some information, fill out your phone number, and some topics that you might want to discuss. And if we find that your topics are pretty interesting, even if they're interesting, we're probably going to call you anyway. So just leave it there. Email me. I'll call you back within a couple days. And I'd really appreciate it. We'd appreciate it.
That'd be great.
Soundbites is up and coming. USA Streams has just gone live, completely live. They just got a new thing in that everyone's being. They have so many things on USA Streams. So it's all coming together, and I want to make this the biggest and best radio show on the Internet.
And we'd like to also know if we suck.
Yeah, questions, comments, anything good or bad, we don't care, as long as it's honest. I mean, don't just get on to say, you guys suck because you suck.
No. Yeah, if you want to come on, I mean, that'd be great. We'll have a nice discussion. We'll talk about anything you want.
Anything that's going on in the news, the weather, sports.
Pretty open.
We're pretty partial to the entertainment and general news stories, but you know, we'll talk about anything because it's actually your show. So you tell us what to say, and we'll talk about it in our own special kind of way.
But we won't get personal.
No, we won't get personal, but maybe, if you're
come on,
a dickhead.
We'll just hang out.
And me and guys just down here checking out some fly rides and macking some holes and chilling. Imagine that. It's like a G-dog with a fly tip, flossing with the pussy, cutting in the crib. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh, my God.
Can I leave you with the song?
If you want to, sure.
Okay. I love this song.
I don't think you're happy enough. I'll teach you to be happy.
Are you sorry?
That's all. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's all
well,
I have.
For another edition of Soundbites.
It always gets me right here.
Yeah, it gets me right here. I don't have a hernia. Great. All right. Mark, thanks once again for a very successful show. I think it went well. You know, we got a good thing going, and we got a good thing going.
We're moving on.
We're moving on up.
Stay tuned, because we have the special... The holiday edition.
The holiday and millennium issues.
That's
coming
right.
Up really soon. Next week, actually.
We have the special Christmas edition, which I personally will put in my 2 cents, and then we have the millennium,
the new year edition,
the millennium edition that we're both going to do, and you have to jump on the Hanukkah bandwagon, my friend.
Hanukkah's almost over. This is it. Hanukkah's almost done with. Hanukkah's over in 2 nights. So it's
in
okay.
Two nights.
In 2 nights. Oh. It's already been going on since last Friday.
Sorry, I didn't get you anything.
That's all right. When have you got me anything for Hanukkah?
I have some gum.
Thanks, I'll take it.
It's good.
But I don't say that in a bad way, because we have the kind of thing where we don't give each other gifts. Anyway, let's get on with it. Let's get the hell out of here.
We're moving on.
Let's get out of here. We'll go out the same way we came in. With your best friend, Dave Matthews.
My best friend.
It's Soundbites on USAStream.com. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the April Fool's Show. Just trying to have a little fun, and I want to give credit to my good friend, Paul Kravitz. That's a show we did from December 9th, 1999. That's how long ago that show was. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And here's the thing. We'll be doing another live show tomorrow night to make up for this one, because it's kind of a joke. So as always, if you want to call the hotline, leave a question or comment, email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. And again, we'll be back tomorrow. That's April 2nd. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, just gonna want to play.